Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. And I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. And what are you eating?
I'm eating Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, my goodness. Is it that time?
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints, my favorite.
I had to work it to get this.
Ah.
Got it the day before they were supposed to be available.
Oh, you have connections, huh?
I did. So mm-hmm. as some of you know, I'm in Idaho. And so we went to a rock and crystal store, and we go in the back, and there's like this, all these shelves in the back, and we're digging through all the crystals and mind blowing and
but energy blowing.
The most mind blowing thing there was about 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. What's my favorite? Thin Mints.
Mine right too.
The guy said, those will be available tomorrow. And I said, but they're here right now. And I'm here right
here.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I persuaded him into, you know, yeah, losing a box of those. Anyway. Hello, everybody. I want to introduce, as soon as I'm done chewing,
mm-hmm.
I have a helper today, so I want to introduce her.
She's like, no.
She's going into a little resistance. I said, I'm going to introduce you. She thought I meant to just you. So this is Chris. Chris is going to watch you guys over in the chat.
And usually Chris is on the other side during our show. She's actually in the chat usually, and now she'll be in the chat from this direction.
Right. So, and we're going to show off one of the things Chris got this weekend, or this last week.
Oh.
I'm going to do a little plug for one of the crystal stores out here, because remember my supernova and my magician's stone? Well, we went back there. So the name of this beautiful place is Earth, Light, Minerals, and Gifts, and it's in Boise, Idaho. And this is the one that Chris got. And it's, I can't even pronounce the stone, but I'm going to see if I can do this without losing this necklace off of the cute little card. Can you see that?
Oh, how beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what those are is those are the Vogel cut stones. And so Marcel Vogel had been doing crystals for like computers and different things like that. And he realized that they were carrying energy and frequencies. So he started making jewelry and then realized that they were having an effect with people. So anyways, they had a few of these there at that beautiful little crystal shop. The people that own it are amazing. I ended up coming home with a bag full of new cards. Oh, we got to do them the right way. Dragons!
Imagine that.
Pockets.
Go to a crystal shop and you get cards.
Oh my gosh. More tarot. You guys, they had to drag me out of there. They had another dragon den. So anyway. So this is what I've been up to. We also had a very fun time with a challenge that we did this last week. And I'm here till Tuesday. And the challenge continues.
Okay.
But when I got off the airplane, I said, you know, wouldn't it be fun if everywhere we went, we got a stranger to pose in a picture with us?
Oh.
And we've met a lot of really nice people.
Very nice people.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of fun. Today we had this lady go, I'll take the picture for you. And she took a picture for us in front of this guy's truck. He's a roofer or whatever. He was all willing. And I was like, hey, can we get her a picture with you? Sure. People don't even ask why. Just like, sure. Get these pictures. This lady took a picture. And then I said, okay, now let's get you in the picture. We got her in the picture. And we had such fun little conversations with them. Anyways, I think everyone should do that. They should just get together with some friends, go out and see how many strangers they can get to pose some pictures with them, because you're going to meet a lot of people doing that. It's a good
and
time.
I can vouch, if you're with Tracy, a lot of pictures taken, and she does that. She's always just taking pictures with random people.
Yeah. They were having fun with it too. We went to a Chinese food place yesterday, and we were sitting, there was like this high wall or mid-high wall, and we were going to get a picture of us at the table, and two of the waitresses went behind, and all you can see is their heads.
I love it.
They're just these little bobbleheads over the shelf. Anyway, so we're having a good time. Now, if you guys would like to talk to Chris in the chat room, I guess I could get that piece out. If you're listening to this and you don't know where the chat room is, go to Facebook, go to BBS Radio, what is it, Radio TV on Facebook, and we are live there in video. Go join us over there in the chat room. Chris is touching things and messing it all up. It's a touch screen. She's over here. If you see a hand flying out, it's because she's doing this. And anyway, so get in there. So, Chris, you're going to just say hello to everybody that's on here. We got Australia, Dallas,
New Jersey. Tracy from Brisbane, Australia. Lisa from Sunshine Coast, Queensland, Australia. Ethan is saying hi. Linda from Australia.
Linda, from Australia. My goodness. This is fantastic.
I don't know how to say it either.
Amy and Dallas. Tracy is saying hi. Alyssa.
Oh, it bounced to somebody new. That's what always happens to me is it goes.
Judy's saying hi. John is from.
John's from Australia. We got Australia today. Yeah, all right, you guys. Hello, and hello from Idaho. We're having a good time out here. We got snow. We got sunshine.
We got Kelly from Northern California.
Hey, California, made
and
it.
Linda said it's pronounced Wollongong.
Okay.
Oh my God, Australia.
Yeah, Australia does some interesting names.
Yeah, so very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so Julia, how have you been the last few days since we talked last?
I have been isolated. You have snow. Well, we got ice and sleet. And
so isolated was a play on words.
It was, and I didn't even realize I did it. But yes. Yeah, we got, it doesn't look like that much out there, but it's completely, it was sleet and then freezing rain. And so it made ice on top of sleet.
So you didn't go anywhere. That's not
no,
safe.
You just, that's when you stay inside.
Yeah.
You just don't mess with it. So I have been isolated.
So what did you do in your free time of isolation? Did you, sometimes when we're stuck at home, we dance, we sing, we make hot chocolate, watch movies. We do all kinds of things.
Yeah,
right?
I have done hot chocolate movies in the evening, and I built a fire in the fireplace, make it a little warmer because it's cold. Ice brings cold.
It does. It does bring cold. How cold has it been here? Like 12?
12 at night.
Yes. 12 at night. I think 10 last night or something.
Tracy is saying that she is isolated in Brisbane due to flooding.
Oh, the flooding.
I didn't know they had flooding. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we got all kinds of crazy weather going on. Yeah, because the day I got here, the next day, so I got here Wednesday, Thursday, the kids were sending pictures of snow in Oregon. And so, yeah, we were getting snow there too. So I couldn't get away from it. I'd like to claim that wherever I go, the weather goes extreme. And yet I left and it went extreme there too. So I don't know.
And it did that when you were here. It went to extreme.
That's so right.
That was in the summer. Rain. Yeah, it was really hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Chris said, hey, why don't you come in the summer? Because you bring the snow and then it would cool it down. And I said, now let's think about this because maybe it's that I make whatever weather's happening more extreme. Mm-hmm. And so if it's hot, it's going to be even hotter.
Yeah, so Chris, when she came here, she brought, there were torrential rains. And it was hot.
Lightning. I would believe that. She brought snow in the middle of March.
I did. Yeah. She did. Not this trip, but
one year
I brought snow. It was middle of March and I was dressed in spring clothes. And then Chris is messaging me, it snowed here and I'm trying to layer up before I leave the airport.
Yeah.
And that was the one time I got stopped and patted down at the airport because I literally was like, oh, shoot, I didn't pack any heavier jacket. So I put like a hoodie on and then put a jacket on and I had already had a sweater on.
Yeah, you don't look suspicious at all.
No. So I get there and I it was a pullover hoodie. So I took the jacket off and put it in the bin, but I didn't do the pullover hoodie. Well, apparently all that tugging of luggage through the line and lifting and going through things and the anxiety of everything. And am I on time? I was hot. So when I went through the whole, you know, the little scan thing, they're like, come with us. And yeah, there was a lot of this patting down thing or back. They used the back.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I still have that woman's number. We, you know, I was like, hey, if we're going to be this close, we should at least be friends on Facebook. So, yeah, they don't think that's funny. But so we tried to get Chelsea on here to talk crystals with us because, my gosh, Chris's daughter is knowledgeable on crystals. But as you can see,
maybe if everyone says, come on, Chelsea.
Yeah, she's probably listening to us in the other room.
Yeah.
But
if she were on, what would she say about crystals?
Well, I asked her, pick your five favorite crystals and tell us why they're your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought this humongous, beautiful box of crystals.
Okay.
We're gonna peekaboo in there. I don't know anything about these, so don't ask. I do think this is like a rose quartz.
I think, yeah, I think so.
So, you know, if you want some love, you do that.
That's a big chunk of it. That's nice.
But she said this one was a calcite?
I can't remember.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get all the
Yeah, but that is really pretty. I think I have something similar to that? But that is really pretty. I love that color. That's like my favorite.
Yeah. And then she brought this
the peel quartz. Range. So what is that?
Smoky quartz.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Yeah. And then she brought this beautiful little amethyst. Canyon little.
Yeah, I love amethyst. Pretty. Beautiful.
Now, we're getting into the land of Tracy doesn't know. I know I have some of these at home. I just don't know what they are. They got little flecks in them.
Okay. So, okay. And I know, I'm sure we have crystal people out there in our group.
Yeah. If anybody wants to comment on those.
Mm-hmm. We can all teach.
I thought that was a rock, but apparently it is a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a rock to me, but
it is. I know what you mean. Looks like a rock.
And then this one actually does have a little cavern in here that has some crystal in it.
Okay.
You see that little.
Mm-hmm.
This one's really pretty. You know how I like my powdery blues.
Yes. So, yes.
Wouldn't it be nice? Oh, are you going to come tell us what
it would be really nice if Chelsea would come in and give us information. Otherwise, okay, we're just looking at pretty rocks.
Just come be the voice. Be the voice. Okay, I'm going to hold it up.
Yeah.
We got her in here. She's stressed out because I knew if we butchered it. I knew if we butchered it, she would come and save us.
Well, I mean, we really don't know anything. And we need to understand. These are beautiful. And we would love to know.
Okay, so you need to talk loud enough for the microphone to pick you up. I'm going to hold it up, and you're going to tell us what this is.
Amazonite.
And what does that do?
It helps with creativity, and I use it to help connect with my horses.
Okay.
I can catch some of the words.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to shuffle around to get her a little closer.
Okay, good.
Because I think she's scared of the camera. Because
I don't blame you, Chelsea. I completely understand. I'm scared of it too. But, but we just need you close enough. I really want to know. I love crystals. I think they're beautiful, but I know nothing about them.
That's right? Amazonite, and I use
Amazonite.
Like say Amazon night.
Amazonite.
Okay. So, and then that helped with the creativity, and there was something with horses.
Yeah, I keep it in my pockets when I work with my horses. It's just, keeps like the energy light. Nice. And people use it for multiple different purposes, but that's what I bought that stone for.
Okay. Wonderful. So does it keep the horse calm, or you said it keeps it light?
Yeah, it just keeps the energy light between like training sessions or... Mm-hmm. You know, pleasure riding and that sort of, okay.
It ran away from me now, guys. It did not want to go there.
It's like, don't put me there.
Yeah, it's like, no! Out! I'm out!
I'm going to have to
cleanse
it.
Do you want a cookie?
Okay.
Okay, so that one's done. Okay. Now, these are the same, right? These are the same.
Yes, those are just
okay.
Different
so
colors.
These are just okay. So we're gonna see if we can get the light to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you can see all the pretty colors. Okay, tell her about that one.
It's pretty.
That one did want to go in my shirt. Did you guys see that? This one tried to get in. Okay, never a dull moment. I blame Julia. Okay,
it's Labradorite. And they come in mostly blue.
A little louder.
Labradorite.
I've heard of that, but I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, remember the one I got in Colorado? That big stone one that I got. It's mm-hmm. it's like a flat one of that.
Okay.
See how all the colors come through?
Yeah.
The light will hit it and they reflect like rainbow colors and
yeah.
It's really pretty.
Okay. And then what's that one for?
I use it for grounding purposes, and some people actually put tumbled pieces in their gardens or houseplants to help with like growing. And I think people mostly do that with quartz crystals too. But I've heard of people doing it with labradorite as well.
Okay, then that I hadn't even thought of that. You know, that's funny. I used to put crystals in my plants, and I haven't been, but I'm going to now because I need help with growing my plants.
Yeah, I
look at how red my neck is from the attack of the rock. I put it up here and it turned my they're laughing at me. But sorry. I think I've talked about this before where I'll put certain necklaces on it and my body will react to it. And that's what it did.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that? This one and this one.
Probably the one that tried to jump in there.
Yeah, it was probably this one that tried to jump in mm-hmm. where this mm-hmm. lighter blue one was trying to get the out. It's like, no. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be careful with this one because if it's trying to get in, it's a little heavier and a little.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's
so we already looked at this one. This is probably the reason Chelsea came running in because I really butchered it.
So that's fluorite. It's close to calcite, but it's fluorite. And it mostly comes in like a dark green and dark purple. And sometimes you can see blue in there as well when you hold it up to the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty. And I haven't really used that for anything. I just really liked the colors and I was drawn to it.
And I like it. I think that's really cool because that's what I say. It's just get what feels right, feels good to you. You know, that's how I do crystals. It's like, I don't know what they're for, but it's just, I like the color.
That's pretty.
And okay, I think it's really important because there's a lot of crystals that people will get because they want to manifest money or they want to manifest love. And it's really important to make sure that you find something that you really connect with.
Yeah.
That's, you know, don't buy one just because you want something to manifest or you think it will fix you. You have to have a connection with it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Very good. Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to show people who you are?
I'm good.
I'm just fine over here.
Okay. So she's not going to
want this. And we were right on this one, right? It's a rose quartz?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And on this one, Judy says that she puts rose quartz in all of her veggie beds. I love that.
All right.
Okay.
So,
Tell
us about this beauty.
So I originally got this because I thought the bigger the crystal, the bigger chances I'd find of finding me a boyfriend or a husband.
Okay.
And it didn't work. Thank you for the positivity. I love it.
So this beautiful ray of light right mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. is coming because Chris is holding her phone light over this so we can see.
Light. Very cool. So, let's see. Okay, so I mean that's what I've heard about rose quartz is it's about love.
I've come to find out is it's been actually really helpful with my self-love journey. When I feel like I'm upset and the world's crashing down, I will actually hug that boulder. And it mm-hmm. feels like you're getting just like a warm hug out of it. And it's just very peaceful.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard too. Is like it's because remember looking for a husband and our boyfriend, that all that comes down to our own self love too. So yep. The more, yeah,
yep,
do that with yourself, embrace yourself, and love yourself, mm-hmm. and then that brings that.
Yeah, they're just additions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that one
looks
like a gold nugget.
Is that false? What do they call it? False gold.
Yeah, fool's gold.
Fool's gold. That's it. Fool's gold.
Mm-hmm. And it's pyrite. And I believe this piece came from Brazil, but you can actually find pyrite in Idaho, mm-hmm. in certain areas. And I think the big usage for this one is actually manifesting abundance, wealth, or any of those aspects in your life. I think that's most popular, and it's just really pretty.
It is. Look at that sparkle. I'm having the most fun with this whole thing with that light. Woo!
Yeah, if you like things that sparkle, that's the one.
Look at that, you guys.
Very cool.
That's the magic. All right. Okay, perfect.
Okay. Oh, black tourmaline. And that's most popular for protection. So a lot of people put it like in their doorway of their home. Or even pictures of like family members, or even putting in your pocket and going about your day. It's really good to carry around.
So this one's a pretty decent sized chunk of one.
Yes.
Because I've seen them in necklaces and different things.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And they can be a little fragile just because of the formation of it. But
let's see if we can bring that in. It's got a lot of grooves on it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks at one point like it's black, but it's not.
It almost looks like petrified wood,
mm-hmm.
only very black.
Mm-hmm.
So very pretty. Okay. You have a preference?
I don't know what else you guys butchered.
All of it.
Well, we're in an area that we had.
I don't know a lot about crystals. I just know I like to own or not own them because I feel like they're kind of like pets. Like you share time with them,
mm-hmm.
right? Like they're part of the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I'm just thinking about, don't put that one down your shirt either. That's why you need to spend time with your pets.
All right. Okay.
We're going to back up a little bit to the rose quartz here real quickly. Go ahead, Chelsea.
Linda.
Let's see. Oh, there. Wow.
It's okay. Right there. It is a touch screen with you guys.
Linda is saying that she has a huge rose quartz that she gets clients to hold if they are upset or hurting. It calms them down and radiates love and care for them.
Exactly.
Nice.
So that was just a little bit of a backup.
Okay. Any others before we move on to the one that I'm not supposed to put down my shirt?
Okay.
Along with not putting my dogs and cats down my shirt. Okay. So. Here we go.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's blue calcite, and it has a very calming energy. I actually got this palm stone when I was going through finals week at my university, mm-hmm. and I needed something to help me settle down when I was trying to study. It can help with focus as well. But yeah, it was crazy. As soon as I picked it up, it was just automatic, like just calming, and it actually mm-hmm. is very soothing and almost stayed kind of cool to the touch.
Yeah. It's kind of cool to the touch.
Yeah. It's yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think what you should do is go through, like you were saying, and see what resonates with you. But that's the best. I go in and I just pick things up and see what I feel.
Right. So, yeah. And I went into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I went into that crystal shop not knowing what I needed or wanted. And I was directed and I'm like, oh, well, that's amazing how that aligned with what's going on.
Yeah. Absolutely. So some of our history here is like, I've known Chelsea since she was, I don't know, you weren't very old.
I was maybe in high school.
She
I see what she's trying to do.
Her mom is still trying to get her into the shot. Okay.
Yep.
When she's not looking, shoo, move that camera. But, you know, we talked about crystals a few times, you know, when I'd come out for visits and different things. And to listen to Chelsea talk now is just, you know, it's It's kind of like that surrogate mommy moment where I'm like, man, you really like when she found out about rocks and crystals and all that stuff, she just dove right in. And then like, when you know your thing, you know your thing. And this is her thing.
Yeah.
So
unhealthy obsessions.
It's a healthy obsession.
That's lapis.
Lapis lazuli?
Yes.
Yeah.
And those flecks that you were talking about earlier is actually pyrite.
Oh, okay.
Now there's two.
It's a really hard mineral.
Okay. No, I'm trying to be up. So maybe not the flashlight on that this one. I don't know. Okay. Can you get there? Now we can see the flex. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now, yeah. I've been told that that's really good for speaking. Like if you wear it over your throat.
Hasn't that been obvious? Chakra. I mean, look what it's saying. You guys get to see me in all my best moments, and I really appreciate all your support in that.
And it's really cool. When I purchased that, I felt like my throat like opened up, like it was really tight for a really long time. Helps kind of speak your truth. And what's actually really cool about this, what is in Egyptian times, they would actually grind up this mineral and use it for eye makeup.
Oh,
yeah. What? It's
so that was the blue that they had over there on their eyes?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? See, and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know that. I mean, maybe some of you do. Okay. This is one of my favorites.
Mine too. Smoky quartz. Mm. And that piece actually is rutilated, which means it has these very fine needle-like golden rods that go through. I'm not sure if it'll pick up on the camera. It just kind of a fun geology thing about it.
That's probably how fun you see it we get.
And what does that? Do you know what makes that happen?
I don't actually. I have not looked into it. I'm just mesmerized by it every time I see it. And it shows up in any type of quartz or smoky quartz or regular quartz, you can see it. And sometimes they're different colors. So in this one, it's gold. And then sometimes it can also be black.
Okay.
It's just a beautiful one. So where did you find this?
Crystal Shop on Etsy.
Oh, see, now there's another place to get crystals is on Etsy. That's a nice place to go. I've noticed Etsy. So I'm so used to Amazon where it's like, oh, I'm going to order something. Like within a day, maybe 2 days, you have it. Etsy might be a little bit longer, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Moldavite. So what do we got?
Moldavite.
It's Pedro's favorite.
Pedro likes the Moldavite. Okay,
I actually have a small piece of Moldavite. I don't have it with me. And it's really cool.
So what is this Moldavite?
The Moldavite is from that's the one that's from a meteor, right?
Yes, from space. And
I know more about crystals than I thought I did.
Yeah.
Where did you go? I know.
Yeah, and it's fun. Very, very strong.
It's very strong. I have several pieces of Moldavite and I used it like they'd be in a necklace or something. And I remember the first time someone they're usually given to me. And that's just because I don't go out and shop for crystals so much. It's like and so that kind of is something too.
Yeah.
It resonates with you, or sometimes it's a gift. It's just, you know, what's given. So, and I remember this one, somebody gave it to me and I was wearing it during a class of all things. And I, it was like after a little while, I was like, I couldn't wear it very long. And each day I wore it a little bit longer, a little bit longer. And they're like, oh yeah, this is a powerful stone. You can't just keep it on all day.
Yeah. And I've actually seen a lot of people, once they have a piece in their possession and they do wear it, a lot of things come to surface for them that turn them upside down, but usually it's for the higher good in the end. And they just, you know, and they're like, oh no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. But sometimes, you know, being emotional and going through the waves is ultimately better. But yeah, I haven't played too much around with mine, but it is a really cool specimen to have.
Yeah. Now here's something else that happens with me and Moldavite is it disappears. Do you notice that?
Oh,
Have you noticed that with your, it kind of goes somewhere and it comes back, I guess, later whenever it's necessary to be around me, but it just disappears.
That's pretty cool.
I keep thinking I lost it. Oh, it's gone. And then it'll show up months later.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe when it's time to clear out something else. Yeah.
Could be. So, yeah. You can wear me now. I'm like, oh.
The show. Yeah. The show will replay.
So someone's asking. Wendy's asking.
So yeah, the show will come. It'll archive on here, and then also I put it on YouTube. And do you guys put it on the QHHT YouTube sometimes?
it gets placed. Yeah, we're getting ready to revamp our QHHT YouTube, and so it will be. If it's not there now, it will be.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
okay, what's next?
Okay, so. Here, give me that.
Selenite?
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that looks like one of those.
I love that. This is the one that will. Look at the top of this thing.
That is very cool. Look how that's coming through there. Oh, my gosh. That is really cool.
They make lamps out of it.
They do. Mm-hmm. So that is that piece right there. And this is good for what?
Clearing the other crystals. Actually, it can help clear any energies that they absorb. You know, some people put their crystals, you know, in the moonlight on a full moon, or put them in water, which some you got to be careful with because they'll dissolve in water.
You do not have to clear the clearing crystals, for what I understand. Yes. So you don't clear this one.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot of charging plates that people set their crystals on. It's really cool. Kind of basic to have in your collection.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed. I can't remember the name of it. See, that's right. This is funny because I say I don't remember the name. But you had that dark one. It was like a dark one that it was not that one. But that one's also in the realm. But you know, it was like one of the beginning ones. And you said that was for grounding. You use it for grounding. And then you had the tourmaline?
Up. Yep, black tourmaline.
Okay, and then that was like for protection. And so it's almost like the darker stones that you can kind of tell a little bit about what they're for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And then the white, that beautiful selenite is for clearing. And then your blue ones were light and, you know, easy breezy kind of stuff.
And I actually think the blue ones, like blue lace agate and celestite, which kind of looks like quartz, but it's this beautiful blue color, actually helps with anxiety and sleeping. There is a theme with the colors.
Oh, nice. And yeah.
Yeah.
So your color is telling you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So Denise is telling us that she had three large clear quartz crystals, which all vanished. They were on her nightstand and she hasn't been able to find them anywhere.
That's where mine was. It was on the nightstand and it disappears.
I'm so sorry.
Nightstand. It'll be back.
Mm-hmm. And large pieces. Mine was a small one, so that's easy to. You'd think that'd be easy to lose, but big pieces, that's different.
Well, yeah. And my little pieces, even selenite, is missing because I was gonna bring it, and I cannot find it anywhere. And I have my stuff organized, but it's gone.
I love it.
So here's the one that had the little pieces.
Yeah, the piece through it
still coming through. Mm-hmm. What did you call that?
They're jersey pockets.
Do that.
Or fairy caves, whatever you want to
fairy
call
caves.
Them.
I like that too.
What was the first thing? Jersey what?
Jersey pockets.
Say it again.
Jersey pockets.
Jersey pocket. What's a jersey?
Really, really tiny quartz crystals, basically.
These little pockets.
So they make it look sparkly.
Them. Oh yeah, that's.
Oh okay. I do like the okay. I like that that's, word druzy, but I really like fairy caves.
Pockets. Okay, so what else do we want to know
that's,
about this?
Petrified wood, actually.
This is
yes.
So this one looks like petrified wood,
but it's not.
That one's just
and this one looks like a rock, but it's wood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool.
Gosh. I'm gonna get kicked out of the family.
Okay, I'm going to sleep on the street. I'm glad I'm picking the more rugged ones to throw at you, Chelsea. They want out of my hand.
How many crystal lovers out there are just completely rolling over
right now? I am so sorry to everyone that was sensitive to that, both ears and stones. Okay. I was trying to show all the pretties, and now I'm going to hold it with two hands and do it that way.
So is it more because it's dark? It's darker.
I also use it for grounding. I actually...
We're on a roll here. Yeah. We got a pattern going.
I actually use that to meditate in the pasture with when my horses are grazing. I would take that out with me and I meditate with that. And it's very grounding too, because it's dealing with trees and kind of the nature side, like more of the nature elements.
Do we still have you, Julie?
I'm here.
There she is. Okay.
We bumped something and the whole thing went away. So we're glad we still have you.
I've been here.
You know, you talked about the disappearing crystals, and you're like a crystal to me, and you disappeared. It was scary. We thought we were having a moment.
That could be a Valentine's Day card.
I'm back.
Okay. Hi, Valentine, to you.
This one needs to be
our citrine.
Can you read that, please?
Lenny said, I got a citrine crystal once and accidentally dropped it in my garbage. Oh man. I reached in there and took everything out, searching to the bottom for it, and it literally disappeared. I never found it. I'm so sorry, Lenny. Aww. I love citrine. Oh man.
But that That's sounds crazy. Like as that wasn't meant for her.
Yeah. For him. Yeah.
Him. Okay. It wasn't meant. You know, it's like it's like, no, I'm not your crystal.
and that could be it. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, so they can take on all this stuff for us, right? Like whatever we're going through, these crystals take on that energy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was time to be like, okay, you're done with that now. And it took it out. Took it out with the trash.
It's like it just dumped it. Yeah, I got that too. Just as you're saying, it's like. Or yeah, it's using that metaphor, you know, it's like, just let it go, dump it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So you want to hold it?
No. I'm dropping down.
They're jumping out of my hand.
She's not going to trust
you. Okay. So this has some gorgeous colors in there.
Beautiful.
Are you? Sorry. My hands are like, here, look at this one, but I don't want to drop another one. They're very slippery, by the way, and heavy. So they're beautiful.
Now, is this the one that Chris said she thought it looked like a rock?
Yes, it looks like a rock. I mean, at the end of the day, they're all rocks, but some are just prettier than others. Mm-hmm. No, that's actually jasper, and it's polychrome jasper. And it has all sorts of colors in it, and I love that one too. And that actually kind of like my rose quartz almost. I don't know if it's because there's some pink on it and purple, but it also is great for calming yourself as well. And I actually used that one while I was studying too, just to hold on to.
So do any of these ever get warm when you're holding on to them?
I'm trying to think. A couple of them do. The blue calcite generally doesn't. I don't think I've actually. Oh, my rose quartz. I have a rose quartz palm stone that will get warm.
That's the one that gets warm on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right. Any of you, when you hold your crystals, do they get hot? Do they get cold? Do they ground you? Tell us your stories. We got one more here to talk about.
The amethyst.
That one's classic.
Let's get all the sparklies in on that one. Yay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I like that one. There's a lot of detail in it. Yeah. And I think you get a lot of these crystals from Brazil mostly. And they are in the quartz family. Yeah, they're really cool. And this actually also helps with sleep, and it can also help with addiction too, I found out. Like any type of, if you like, you know, Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies and...
I mean...
yeah.
You can tell I've been picked on a little. But yes, the amethyst, always, they always draw my eyes. Mm-hmm. And we have been having a lot of fun going to different rock and crystal stores. We're going to a rock and
gem show.
We're going to go to a rock and gem show this weekend. So lots of fun. We're at the end of her. And then there's also books out there for people. There's several different books. So yours is the Crystal Bible.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, I think that's most popular. It's kind of quick to the point, and it has excellent pictures in it as well. And
there you go. Do you want that? Freeze it on that video and get the information. There we go. So now I have this big, she brought these to me in this big, beautiful treasure chest.
Well, no, okay, so Chelsea, I'm going to ask you a little bit about you. You've mentioned several times that you got a lot of these crystals when you were at different parts during school, university, and understandably so, different points that you were anxious or, you know, needed calming. So is that phase of your life over? Is the school done? Or are you still in school?
Yeah, school's done. Yeah, that was a journey for me. I am a recovering perfectionist.
You kind of get over it pretty quick there, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I at some point I'm like, I just don't want a quick fix. There's something else out there to help me get through it myself. And I found these other tools like crystals, and it's helped a lot. And I find that it's also helped me with my horses as well. Mm-hmm. I have a necklace that I wear typically when I ride with them, and it's smoky quartz, kind of similar to the necklace that you guys were talking about earlier in the show. I really connected with them. And it was actually really cool. Something similar to that. I really started getting into the crystals and minerals at my friend's house, where she had her horses, and I was taking riding lessons from her, because you can never stop learning with horses. I think they have so much to teach us about life. Mm-hmm. And she had kind of like the polychrome jasper, had tons of just raw specimens of these jaspers everywhere. Beautiful colors, and they had scenes in them of like what looked like the desert. And I just, I'm like, oh, I need more of that. And then I found agates out there, and it just kind of spiraled after, off of that. And so it was kind of a cool story how I got wrapped up in it. And then I went off to school and dived more into it. And but yeah, they're really something.
So now you're using them because you're out of college, is what it sounds like. Okay. And so you're using them with your horses, or like work with the horses?
Yeah, or I'll put some in my pocket too.
Now I was gonna go into I was going to go down the road of what you're doing now and what you're doing, but you made a comment that I cannot leave. I really want to understand it, and that's about the horses have so much to teach us about life. So let's go there.
I could write you a book.
Okay, well, I want to know. Let's talk about that. That's the horses are fascinating.
They are a reflection of us. They are a reflection. I mean, I can tell a lot by someone just by their horse. They don't lie. They don't cheat. They're open books. I've learned that it's important to don't stress the small things. I started a blog at one point because I learned so much from them. And when they have a problem with something, they tell you, and then it's done.
How do they tell you?
So, you see the horses in the pasture.
I don't know if we're going to get a clear picture of them.
Do you guys have pictures of the horses?
Oh, yeah.
By watching the horses in their pasture, if there, is a little bit of a feud, they, will kick or nip at each other. And then generally after that, it's peaceful. Once they discovered whatever they were having a problem with, whether it be over food or et cetera. Oh, there's two of the old boys.
Oh, how beautiful.
There you go. Yep. But at the end of the day, they can be peaceful with one another and continue grazing out in the pasture. They are very, they're very focused on connection with each other. And they're very sensitive and can, they pick up on energy so easily. It's fun that, you know, it's fun training them and spending time with them. And
how do they talk to you?
Well, my horse glares at me sometimes.
I've seen it.
I understand.
That's the big one. So definitely facial expressions once you're around them enough. And if you're just, you know, I don't know if you ever heard the term horse whisperer.
Yes.
Before. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So people use that term all the time. And my thing is in order to be a good horse whisperer, you have to let the horse whisper to you. And if you just get out of your own head, don't let ego be in control, because they don't work with ego at all. I see that a lot in the horse world. They don't tolerate it. They can say, you know, if they're in pain, if they're uneasy about something, if you need to take, you know, slower time with them, if they're not understanding, I mean, they'll tell you. You just have to see the, you know, and once you get working with them, you can pick up on their energy easily. You know, it's
right.
It's just as important for you to be in a good space for them and, you know, work off their energy as well.
So true. It's been fun coming here and seeing, you know, being so close to the animals, because I don't get that anymore. And just getting to watch the horses in the pasture, and they got let out today. It was sunny and they let them out to run around. They're just playing like little mm-hmm. kids, you know, and they're rolling around and doing cute things. And so I was sitting there I was like, man, my back kind of hurts. I wonder if I did that. No, I got down and rolled around like that. Would that probably not? Anyways. Yeah, so it's been fun. And they got goats and chickens and mm-hmm. all the goodies. You've seen the dogs coming and going. And,
right, yeah.
In the background, yeah.
Yeah, are you noticing any, I mean, obviously you have excellent, you know, you love animals and, you know, people that love, you have good relationships, you know how to communicate with them, because it's like, can't be dogs and cats. There are different ways of communicating with all of them. But let's go crystals. I'm going to kind of merge these two things.
I tie it in.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're noticing the effects that, you know, the horses are really react because they're very sensitive and they react to the energy in general, and probably the energy of the crystals. What do you notice around the other animals?
Oh, well, my cat loves Labradorite, loves it. she's very playful around it. And she actually has her own little palm stone. I actually sometimes will set out rocks to see, just, you know, as I'm cleaning my collection or, you know, and they do react to it. They have like their favorites depending on whatever animal nice. There is. But, and I think at the end of the day, I guess the animals can benefit off the crystals as well. But if it's really helping you, it's really going to help the animals too, because they're just, you know, they're very pure, and we're the ones that I think are carrying most of the baggage at the end of the day. So,
I don't think animals carry baggage, do they? Except for people.
They're kind of in the moment.
Baggage.
That's one of the great things about horses. They're very
donkey.
Yeah.
I want
to have
those. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. So Chris is going to share something from the chat.
Denise is telling us that crystals vibrate on various frequencies, and maybe that's what's happened to the ones that have disappeared.
Ooh. Ah, there we Ooh, go.
I like that.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun.
And malachite for her gets hot, and opals. That's interesting with opals that you have that experience. Yeah. I love opals as well.
Judy.
Oh, and clear quartz with Judy.
Clear quartz will do that with me. I have a palm rose quartz that's in the heart shape, and if I hold on to that one, it gets warm. There's a few that get warm, and
I have one clear quartz for sure that gets at your birthday party.
Tracy, oh,
in Florida, yeah. Lisa came in with some stones that she had taken all over to all these sites that she had been at, these
so that's Lisa Armstrong, if you guys want to follow her travels. Mm-hmm. Wow,
and I can't, exotic is all that's coming up. That's not what I'm trying to say. The different sites, but these very powerful energy sites. And so she had these crystals at those different sites. When she handed me that crystal, I couldn't hardly even hold it. It turned hot so fast. I'm like, whoa. And the energy was so strong.
Now, see, I was dropping crystals. Julia will throw them. No, don't.
Here, you take it.
It's like a hot potato game. That's great. It's like, Julia, try this one. There
you go. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, it's like, oh, it's got so much energy. I can't hold it very long.
That makes sense. Because it does amplify. Mm. Lots of people will pair up quartz with other crystals to help amplify whatever they're trying to manifest with those crystals. So that makes sense that she would be taking those two sites.
So you pair up a quartz crystal with one of your other crystals.
Well, I do.
So you have your rose quartz surrounded by a crown of quartz.
Yeah, you can grid them. Yeah, a lot of gridding and sacred geometry, they'll have tiny quartz points that they use. It just helps amplify. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so while we were talking, Chris went and got a couple more. We have a few minutes. Okay. So this one here, we got what's that's the one that sits by the computer.
And yeah, Shungite.
And I bought a bag of these that you're supposed to wash up, and you can put them in your water and it purifies the water.
Oh, okay.
But it also helps to minimize or eliminate the like computer frequencies, the 5G, all those different frequencies or phones or computers. It's supposed to kind of help absorb that so that you're not so either wear it or put it by your computer.
You can wear it or put it in your pocket as well. And it helps. In your
pocket. They make some that go on the, like you can stick them on your phone so that it kind of cuts down on the frequencies of the phone. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that one, we were getting some education on this last week. Now, what are these here that we've got in front of us? Are these all? Oh, well, first I want to show you this one, because this one's a fossil of little fish.
Oh, aren't those fossils so cool?
Yeah.
Look how I'm just always amazed at that.
Yeah. So there's those guys. And then we've got, are these the same?
Same area.
Picture, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
The blue in there.
I got the right area.
There we go. Now you can.
Oh.
There's a scene on it. That's actually one of the rocks that I was finding in the arenas at my friend's house. And this is called a Owyhee Jasper, because Owyhee Mountains are near our area. And as you can see, there's like a little scene. You can see, you know, the sky and then like the plateau and the desert. And there's a cross on it, which I think is really cool.
Is that a cross or is that a beam me up Scotty situation?
Oh, wait.
I was sitting there going, oh, look, somebody's being beamed up. Mm-hmm. And you're like, and a cross.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the really dark marks in the blue is actually from horseshoes because they were stepping on it in the arena.
Oh, that's
funny. Those are the scuffs.
Yeah.
But doesn't that look like somebody's being beamed up over that mountain? All right, and then this one here. Am I holding that one right?
Oh, wow, that looks like a painting.
Yes. Doesn't it?
Wow. Beautiful.
And that's also Jasper.
That's wild.
Well, we're at our time, right?
We are very close. We're like within a minute. He hasn't given us a warning yet, but I
know. Well, Chelsea, thank you for sitting over here talking. I should have been moving my lips or something.
Chelsea, where can people find you if they want to contact you?
Oh, goodness.
She doesn't have a website or anything like that. So
contact Tracy and she'll put you in touch.
Yeah. Yeah. She just has such a knowledge of these things. Like I said, you know, known her for so long, and just fun to watch her knowledge of this stuff grow and her crystals and pendulums and all of it. So just sharing a friend with friends.
Absolutely. Well, and so wonderful. Thank you so much for all that, the beautiful stones, and then all that wonderful knowledge.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's cool I get to talk about them.
And thank you for coming in and saving us from butchering
them. You guys were scaring me.
Yeah, it would have been a very short show.
We would have had to ramble on about something else. So we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so does the audience. So... thank you, and thank you, Chris, for watching the audience for me. we do have a different dynamic. I'm using her computer and she's over on my laptop. So very helpful. It would have been a little harder to do that whole two screen thing today. So Julia,
yes.
How do people find you, your Soul Speak book, your Soul Speak workshop, QHHT? Mm-hmm. Let's hear it all.
Okay, you can find me at juliacannon.com. And you can get that's the page for the Soul Speak online course. You can get my book at ozarkmt.com or amazon.com. That's called The Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. And she's usually got a copy of it there, but you don't today, do you?
No, I didn't bring it with me.
And QHHT, if you want to learn how to do the level one online course or any of the techniques, just go to QHHTofficial.com and you will see links to the course. And Tracy has a code for you that you can get 10% off.
The magic is real. And let me tell you, I've been seeing the word magic all over the place here. I'm like, oh, look, there it is again. And these guys are like, man, how do you see that? I live here and I don't see it. I'm seeing them everywhere. The word magic is everywhere here in Idaho. Cool. Let me tell you, the magic is real. One word, that'll get you 10% off.
Yeah, and so you can find anything you need to know on that site. Tracy, how can people find you and what you're doing?
Okay, TracyMahan.com. I do have a workshop coming up March 5th. Go check that out on TracyMahan.com. QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. Find me. I'm a level 3 practitioner on there. I'm just outside of Portland, Oregon. And you can also find my information on my website. So that I would love for you to come visit.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yes.
I think we're done and we did it in record time.
Yes.
Love you all. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.